Hello, Connection Cafe readers and listeners. Welcome to the fourth podcast interview in a series of conversations with Convio's employees, partners, and friends. My name is Corey Paderewski, and I'm a client strategy executive here at Convio. The goal of this series is to allow you to get to know some of us better, what makes us tick, and why we enjoy working with Convio and all of our clients. This month's conversation is with Kenneth Cooler, an account executive on our sales team. We start our conversation with Ken telling me a little about himself and what brought him to work at Convio.
My name is Kenneth Cooler. I'm an account executive here at Convio. My role I've been doing now for about 7 years here at Convio. I moved here from Charleston, South Carolina. Previously, I worked at Blackbaud in their accounting financial edge department where, previously in a previous life I was an accountant, but I wanted to get out of that as quickly as possible after enough seeing midnight and 12 on the wall during tax season. It really wasn't my cup of tea, per se, being an auditor. Mm-hmm. I mean, people really don't like auditors, per se.
Right. It's not, people aren't smiling when you walk in the door.
Exactly. So, and how I came to Convio, I think it was an opportunity to really kind of be able to work with an industry that I have a lot of respect for. You know, people don't work at nonprofits to make money. They work at the nonprofits because they care a lot about the cause that they're associated with. And unfortunately, it's an industry that does not get as much recognition as it deserves. And to be part of that is actually really humbling. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy that. I'm an avid fan of sports. Actually coach the company softball team and also the company kickball team. We're not as good as you think. Struggle a little bit there. But we have fun. And it's I kind of coined the term camaraderie ship to really build interdepartmental relationships and help facilitate kind of unity here at Convio. I have a 4-year-old daughter and also volunteer outside of Convio and have been for pretty much my entire adult life in varying stages.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned, like, one of the things I notice is when I tell people about, like, my job here at Convio, they're always shocked that there's an industry around nonprofit technology and, like, enabling technology for nonprofits. And, you know, they're like, wow, I never thought that there'd be a business in that. How do you find yourself describing Convio to other, like, friends and family members when you meet them and tell them what you do?
Totally. So it's interesting. The last 10 years, the nonprofit industry has gone on this drastic facelift, right? It's almost like the Industrial Revolution, per se, and the impact the railroads had on the industry. Mm-hmm. And that's the impact technology's had on nonprofits. It's a much different world and can be much more challenging for nonprofits than, you know, the 1980s when they were sending out direct mail appeals and following up with a telemarketing piece. Mm-hmm. But with that great challenge comes great opportunity. The technology has drastically had an impact on how organizations need to treat their constituents, but to your point, it's also greatly impacted how an organization manages their own internal applications, right? Mm-hmm. So the technology they've used from traditional server-based systems has really moved with, you know, everything is moving to the cloud. Mm-hmm. You know, the music industry is moving to the cloud. Mm-hmm. Everything is moving that direction because the more multi-channel becomes, you have to have a system that really kind of adapts to that. So that's one of the things I love working here is constant evolution. My job now has been drastically different from when I came on board. And I think that is applicable to our clients as well, and they see that. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so enjoyable is kind of helping them take that journey and being a part of it. You know, anybody that says it's still the Wild West with online and technology, and anybody that says they're a full expert, there's a lot to learn. The beginning of success is risk and innovation and kind of pushing that envelope. Mm-hmm. And the beginning of failure is complacency. You never really get there. Mm-hmm. And there's always this constant evolution. And that's kind of part of the culture at Convio. painting that vision to people that work at nonprofits and helping them gauge and see that capacity is a lot of fun.
So, and how do you do that in your role? Like, what's some of your favorite things to share about, like, Convia's products or services in your role as an account executive?
So I think the best, and this is, you know, aside from the fact that I love to read books, right? You know, my first book on nonprofits was actually Nonprofit Internet Strategies. Mm-hmm. And my father had passed away from leukemia, and it was... I can remember walking into Vinay's office and grabbing a book off his desk, and this was back in 2006. You know, it was a time when my father was unfortunately on hospice, and it was downtime. So, you know, I would read to him during my watch, and you know, the poor guy, he died learning how to convert advocates to donors and donors to advocates. But, you know, it kind of sparked something in me, and, you know, reading a lot of these books to gain that industry knowledge, right? Because people... they really, you know, they buy from people, and they like to, they like you to kind of share that knowledge with them. But I think it's our clients that are really our true sales asset. That's one of the great, you know, things to be part of, is to experience a client calling you up 4 or 5 months after their deployment out of the blue. And I like to check on them, you know, every, you know, few months, you know, as things go on, just to make sure things are going on. But, you know, out of the blue, a client to shoot you that email, and you get that email that says, you know, our conversion rates have drastically increased, online donations have significantly impacted donations across the board, and the board is extremely happy with our decision. Let me know how I can help. You know, most of the time, if I talk to an organization, my first recommendation is to say, you know, here's an organization that parallels yours. Let's say you're a international relief organization in Africa. A lot of the same challenges that an org like that has, you know, whether it be water purification or AIDS or malaria, they need to be able to have comprehensive strategies to attack these things. And they share a lot of those same values as another organization that is similar to theirs. So that's kind of my first approach, is say, talk with this org. They're a Convio client. Learn what the true Convio experience is, because I think they describe it the best. You know, I'm there to kind of help guide them and answer questions and provide some insight there. But at the end of the day, I think it's our clients that really tell the best.
You do a lot of work with nonprofit organizations in Canada, and I think, you know, people might be interested in learning a little about what are some of the differences, what are the similarities. Can you share a little there?
Sure. So I think there's a lot of similarities. I think the Canadian market space has been, you've got a lot of very, very bright people. Perhaps, you know, trying to, at the end of the day, do their job with some tools that, you know, make their job a little more challenging. So they may be using a little bit more, you know, dated technology when it comes to the online world, but these people have the vision, the insight. What I really liked about Canada is it's been kind of a piece of clay that we can work with and really kind of position Convio as thought leaders by doing these, you know, free consultative process-oriented seminars where we're not trying to be sales-oriented at all, but just trying to get people thinking. And most of the time, these presentations are very dynamic, right? So I love to present in front of, it's kind of opposite, Corey, from when I was in high school, when I would get up in front of a big group of people and, you know, I think I would vomit. But I love getting in front of these organizations and love to try to get them to engage and start asking questions and be very dynamic in these presentations. And what I've learned, the Canadian market space is ready. There's so much capacity there. And that's where I think we've had extremely happy clients and ones that get results. Not to say that the US ones don't get results. I'm just, I think the capacity for Canadian organizations has been dramatic. I think that to sum it up, there's capacity to really grow. And I think Canadians have all the knowledge and kind of just the tool set is what really springboards their capacity. And that's what I've loved about working with Canada, is I've gotten to go up there and be part of being, you know, educating them and then also guiding them and hand-holding them to show them the product and talk with other organizations. And it's a very tight-knit community up there. They're all, you know, one person at one of my organizations that I work with may have been at six other ones. And you know, that's why it's so critical, why I put such a value on customer service and, you know, making sure that we service these folks and that, you know, they're given good guidance, and our account managers do a great job of that. And so does the consultants and the deployment folks and our partners. That's one of the big strengths, I think, of Kinvio.
What are some of your personal kind of the things that you get jazzed up about, or what gets you excited about either nonprofit technology or maybe even technology tools in general? It doesn't have to be specific to the nonprofit sector.
I would say the industry itself as a whole, you know, we're seeing everybody in the industry recognizes more competition for wallet share, right? Mm-hmm. Change is tough. Inertia is the biggest challenge that I face, or organizations face per se. Mm-hmm. You know, you get into that mentality of what's been working for so long. You know, the board of directors may be adamant about, you know, we have to keep the lights on, and I get that. It's a catch-22. Mm-hmm. But what really excites me is when I get a visionary, somebody that is willing to throw it out there, you know, and a saying I always go by is, I wish I had failed faster and more often, because that's how we learn. Mm-hmm. Organizations, when you have that visionary, that person that's willing to kind of see the capacity and see that vision and be very enthusiastic and excited, those people I can really, you know, see the success and the immediate impact that something like Kinvio or technology is going to have on them. Because it's these younger organizations, right? The ones that, the 43% that are coming up and competing with the big guys for their wallet shares, these are the ones that are, you know, it's ingrained in their DNA to be, you know, multi-channel centric, right? Mm-hmm. And have that kind of technology as their core DNA. So they've got it out there. And so these visionaries at these more perhaps established organizations, I love to see that, because they get it and they see the capacity and the opportunity.
And rather than ask, you know, sort of what's a day in the life, what's the very next thing you're going to do when you leave the room today in terms of a day in your life? Or what's the first thing that's on your mind in terms of what you need to do after we finish this interview?
Great question. So I know the rest of my day is actually trying to follow up and touch base with the folks from the presentation the other day. I also have a couple to-dos with making sure that the deployments that are ongoing right now are successful. That's kind of the rest of my day.
When you're not on the phone or talking to, you know, clients or prospective clients, do you find yourself listening to music when you're doing work?
Yeah, that's a funny question, because that came up in a one of our offsite meetings where we had to pick a song, song that really inspires you. And I believe my choice song was Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Yeah.
It kind of gets, you know, you listen to that at 7:30 in the morning, and I'm by far not a morning person, but you listen to that at 7:30 in the morning, it gets the blood going and it gets you up and going more so than any kind of cup of coffee you can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like to listen to music when I'm, I can't listen to music when I'm not doing something mundane, right? Mm-hmm. But when I'm underlining my books and transcribing them into Word so that I can remember it, that's when I'm listening to music on my headphones. But other than that, you'll find the headphones off of Ken Cooler in the, at the desk.
Yeah. So in terms of like other people that you work with here at Kinvio, who else do you like, kind of from the staff and the resources that we have, who do you enjoy working with, or who do you find yourself working with on a regular basis?
The people at Kinvio are very much unified per se, and look out for each other and our clients. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, everybody, as we do with our clients, you're always willing to do that favor for somebody, because you don't know if the next day they're going to be, you know, they'll probably have one for you. Mm-hmm. And we're a real tight-knit group, and anything I can do to help facilitate that, you know, getting to know each other outside of the office will only help facilitate getting to know each other inside. And I really like that about our company. We're very much it's in our DNA to not only be good servants and or advocates of our clients, or service our clients, but also to make sure that we treat each other well and mm-hmm. we're there for each other and also the community. Mm-hmm. And so all three of those components, you know, make this a great place to work. And, you know, whether it's account managers that are staying extra hours to help, or deployment people, or people that are in consulting that are working with our clients, and you know, finance is having to stay late, or legal is having to stay late to craft something that may be unique for a specific organization, because no nonprofit is the same, right? Mm-hmm. And so everybody here is just has that team mentality, and it's actually quite inspiring.
And that might be a lead into my closing question. Is typically finish this sentence for me: life is full of
opportunity to learn. As I said, you know, there I'm learning every day. I certainly don't advocate trying to fail, like I mentioned, but I think failing sometimes, you know, you got to put yourself out there. And a phrase that a lot of coaches use that I'm a diehard sports fan, but you never really get there. And I think pushing yourself, getting out of the comfort zone, and really stretching yourself, and or having that quest for knowledge, and continuing to have that fueled is very important. And it keeps things fresh, and it keeps you, you know, motivated, and it keeps you willing to take more and more on. And mm-hmm. I think it's a very, it makes things fun, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's kind of what you want to shoot for.
And that wrapped up the conversation that Ken and I had. Let us know in the Connection Cafe if you have any follow-up questions or suggestions for future conversations. As we approach the holiday giving season, all of us at Convio wish you a happy holidays and hope that we can help you in any of the campaigns or appeals that you're currently undertaking. We're all truly grateful for the work that you do and the opportunity that we have to work with all of you. And so until our next podcast interview, thanks for listening and keep up the great work.